Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
And suddenly, Ron, we have a ball game on our hands. It's a tie ball game at 14 apiece with 8:49 remaining in the second quarter.
So that the thing you usually say, Clark, whatever happened before, never happened.
Don't even think about it.
We got off the air. We're here now.
Don't even think about that. I don't even want to think about that, actually.
I'm glad we're on. I don't know how you did it, but we've got all these wires moving around somewhere.
See these hands?
They're still shaking.
They're magic.
Oh, they're magic. Okay.
Well, the thing is, every time we go to commercial, I said, I need to grab my coat. Well, the coat's across the room, and every time we go to break, I forget to grab my coat. So that's the shaking that you
okay.
So 8:49 remains. It's 14 apiece. Reese scoring 14 unanswered points at the end of the first quarter and into the second quarter. It's now 14-14. They're going for the onside kick here. Number 70 boots it off. Steps above to the pooch kick, I'll call that. At the 30-yard line, picked up by number 45, Slump Fasky. He pushes forward. Dives to the right, and finally brought down to the 38-yard line in Pirate territory. Number 45, Slunk Lasky, that's where they're going to start their drive. They have 62 yards for a score. Harbor Beach offense on the field.
Tyler Beckman made the hit for the Reese Rockets. Now the Pirates know they're in a football game, so they have to kind of mix things up and not go to the air like they were. And so they're going to have to try and find the weak spots on this Reese defense. They're playing a odd man front. Just like they said, and they got three linebackers inside.
So it's a T formation for Harbor Beach. Kraft under center. It's the handoff to number 45, Slunk Lasky. Caught in the backfield, but breaks through that first tackle, breaks through the second tackle, and somehow managed to get about a yard on the play. And so your one-yard gain for Slunk Lasky brings up second and nine right at the 40-yard line.
Number 70 in on the hit, Gunnar Bouvet for the Rockets. But again, the Reese defense now have come alive. They are showing some enthusiasm over there against this Pirate offense.
Yes, indeed. And I always enjoyed this game growing up as a Harbor Beach Pirates student back in the day. And this was always a great rivalry, and it's only getting stronger now that it's 3-2 in the playoffs for Reese leading this matchup. So Harbor Beach coming out in the spread formation for the first time, but still a handoff to number 45, Slunk Lasky. He breaks free out to the 46-yard line. Finally brought down after a gain of 5. Brings up third down and about 4 for the Pirates.
Number 70, Gunnar Bouvet, again made the hit. And Gunnar has got a cast on his hand, so he's kind of handicapped a little bit, but he was able to tackle Cologne.
That's right. Firearm opening day is only 11 days away, and Rainey's Hunting Center and Bad Axe is everything you need. Just look for the 40-foot showroom. That's 99269-GUN. Third and 4 for the Pirates coming out in the spread formation once again. Two receivers out each way. Glasky keeping Kraft company in the shotgun. It's another handoff to Glasky. He has the first down into Reese territory. Finally brought down across the 45-yard line where he's brought down after a 10-yard gain. And it's going to be first down Pirates. They have 45 yards for a score. 7:16 remains in the second quarter. It's a tie ball game at 14 apiece.
Trevor Bolt made the hit for the Rockets, but not until Sloan was able to knife his way for a first down up through the middle.
Up through the middle was Glasky for a 10-yard gain. They're now into Reese territory at the 45-yard line. Out in the spread formation once again for the Pirates. Grabbed in the shotgun for Glasky in the backfield. Another same exact play, except he's tripped up right at the line of scrimmage and finally brought down after a 1-yard gain. He had momentum but got tripped up right at the original line of scrimmage. Gain of 1 on the play. Brings up second and 9 at the 44.
Brandon Bauer made the hit, but I think he tripped over one of his own men as he was trying to block for him on that trap play in the inside, and he tripped over his feet, and then Bauer was there to finish him off.
Second and 9 at the 44-yard line of Reese's. Our reach moving right to left across your radio. Still in the huddle with 6:25 remaining as the clock is continuing to tick. Trips left, one man in the backfield. Slot receiver Ginther to the right, one man in the backfield with Kraft. Kraft rolling to his right, looking back to pass. He does. Number 47, Aaron Ginther breaks free on the post pattern and gets the first down, a gain of 10 on that play. Number 47, Aaron Ginther brings it in, gets across the six, and move those chains once again. It's Harbor Beach first down.
Travis Stockmeyer again on the hit for the Rockets. But old Aaron Ginther, he put the brakes on, and I thought he was going to give up the first down as he reversed his step, but then decided to go forward and take whatever he got.
And the clock continues to go down. It's 14 apiece here, Harbor Beach against Reese. We have spread formation once again. Two receivers out each way. Glasky in the backfield. It's a handoff to Glasky, but there's flags all over the place. And it's probably going to be another false start on Harbor Beach.
Yeah, I think one of the linemen were anticipating and they wanted to get that block. And so it's going to cost the Pirates 5 yards.
And there's the disco move. 5 yard penalty against the Pirates. Now brings up 1st and 15. They're pushed back to the 39 yard line, Reese territory. They're working from the right hash on your radio.
If you're in the sound of our voice and 10 miles out, we still got a good half of football game. Come on in. The concession stand is open. They brought us some hot chocolate and water. I'm sure you can try the popcorn as well.
Two receivers out each way. Kraft keeps this one for himself, though, in the spread formation. He meets some vengeance at about 3 yard gain, but then finally gets back to the original line of scrimmage, forced out of bounds at the far sideline, right at the 34-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play. And he's pushed out of bounds, and we see some waving hands.
Well, I think he's cold. That's all it means. He's just kind of warming up there. As old Eli Kraft is running around like a water bug over there on that right side. And that's what he runs and reminds me of a water bug, scooting across the water. He goes this way and that way. You can't catch that little thing.
Thank you for that insightful analogy, Ron.
Yeah, that's a little biology for you.
Yes, clearly. Spread formation, once again, handoff number 45, Sloan Klaske. He has room momentum. He gets the first down at 15 yards. He's to the 15-yard line, to the 10-yard line, to the 5. Finally dragged down to the 4-yard line. That is a 30-yard gain for Klaske on the running back play there. Down to the 4-yard line, going to be first and goal for the Pirates.
Well, again, they ran that trap play inside with Klaske, and this time he broke it open. And he did what all running backs are doing. He was running north and south on this one and got it all the way down inside the 5 yard line. So the goal, first down, goal to goal.
They're working from their 4 yard line of Reese territory. G formation once again for the Pirates. This is the handoff. Number 7, Derek Buff, leaps over the line of scrimmage, brought down right at the 1 yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. It's going to be second and goal at the 1 yard line.
Well, when you leap in the air and they catch you, you lose all your power. And number 52 for the Rockets says, well, thank you. Dylan Hayes brought him down short of a touchdown.
We have an update on the Ubley game. It's New Lothrop 14, Ubley nothing. 14-0, New Lothrop leads Ubley in the first half in New Lothrop in Division 8 football. Right now it's 14 apiece, though. Reese against Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach trying to score. They're on the 1 yard line of Reese. This is the handoff, number 45, Sloan Klaske. He leaps over the line of scrimmage and gets into the end zone. Tack on 6 for the Pirates. It's now 20-14, Harbor Beach over Reese.
Well, that time was a little different because he only had a yard to go when he leaped, and when he leaped, he was right in the end zone.
Number 45, Sloan Klaske, with his third touchdown of the night. He's done all the scoring for Harbor Beach tonight, and it's now 20-14 as the Pirates are going to try and tack on probably an extra point here. Again, they're ready to kick this one away. Number 2, Travis Nussmaker, the holder. There's 4 minutes and 27 seconds remaining in the first half here. Our beach scoring. And a low snap, but Panther gets this one through. Did it go through? Yes, it did. So the extra point is good. It's now 21-14, Harbor Beach over Reese with 4:27 remaining in the second quarter. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back right after this.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Right to left across your radio, Reese ready to receive. As soon as the second quarter began, it became a very tense feel in the air.